Boys and girls, I'd like to leave with you the verse 13 in Genesis chapter 16. She called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. Thou God seest me. I want you to remember those words today, children. Thou God seest me. We read Psalm 139, and those words are a good summary of Psalm 139, where we read that the Lord has searched us and he knows us. He knows when we are sitting down. He knows when we're rising up. He sees us, even getting up out of bed in the morning, going to bed at night. He sees us when we go off into a far land. In fact, David says, there's nowhere I can go. If I go into heaven, the Lord sees me. If I go down to hell, the Lord sees me. This is a truth that really we should get into our minds and hearts. Thou God seest me. The Bible says that the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord, the proverb says, are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And I want to impress that upon you this morning. Thou God seest me. Me. I want to emphasize that. That's what Hagar said. Me. Just the maidservant. Just someone so insignificant, so unimportant, not as important as Abraham. And yet, thou God seest me. She's thinking of her smallness. You know, God sees us when we're small. We don't have to be important. We don't have to be big. We don't have to be adults. We don't have to be growing up. The Lord sees us when we're small, when we're tiny, when nobody else notices us. And nobody else cares either. Thou God seest me, even me. And you remember that. You emphasize that when you said, me. Me, not just Hagar, but me. So God sees us when we're small. God sees us when we sin, when we do wrong, when we're not doing that which is right, and when we're leaving out that which we should be doing. The Lord sees all these things, all our sins, all our wrongdoings. So he sees us when we sin, and we should remember that. And that will help us not to sin whenever we remember, Thou God seest me. And then we're glad that he sees us when we're sick. He looks upon us as a great physician, and he visits us when we're sick and laid aside. He sees us when we're in our affliction. This is what's happening Hagar, isn't it? She's in an afflicted state. She's in a very depressed state of mind. And yet the Lord sees her, graciously sees her. Sees her as to help her and to visit her. You know, we've been looking at Jehovah Jireh, and it means the Lord will provide, but it also means the Lord will see. He will see. He will see to it. He will see you, and he'll see to your need. And he sees us when we're sick, when we're afflicted. He sees us when we're sad. Sometimes we don't have to be sick, you know, to be sad. There are so many things that can make us sad. Our sins can make us sad. Our unlikeness to Christ can make us sad. Events can make us sad in life, in the country, in the nation, even in the church, in the workplace, even in the home. There's so much to make us sad. And yet the Lord sees us when we're sad, when we're afflicted, when we have tears, and when we weep. And then the Lord sees us when we're sorry, as often we should be, especially for our sins that he sees. He sees us when we repent. He sees us whenever we're contrite, whenever we have regrets in our heart, whenever we say sorry to the Lord and to others. The Lord sees this. He sees all of these things. So you remember this. There's nothing the Lord doesn't see. All things. So we can say this of God, Thou God seest me. If we mirror that, can God say this of us? Thou, and then your name, seest me. Do we see God? He sees us, but do we see him? He wants us to see him. He doesn't want us to forget him. So we're to set the Lord always before us. Hagar said, I've looked upon him. I've seen him who saw me. And have you seen the Lord? And do you see the Lord every day? So whenever you think about him seeing you, you always say, well, Lord, I have to see you too. I want to see your greatness, your glory. I want to see your Son, Jesus Christ. I want to see your word. I want to see your promises. I want to be seen like you were seen. I don't want to be blind. I don't want to have my eyes closed to thee. One of the psalmists said, I've set the Lord always before me. I want to see the Lord every day. I want him to be in my vision. Moses endured because he saw God. He saw him who is invisible. Now, you not see his essence and his substance, and you not see him with your physical eyes, but with the eyes of faith, as you look through the glasses of the Bible, you see him. So think of that too. May we all see the Lord, and may we not forget that he sees us. Let us pray. Lord, bless these children. We thank thee for them. Keep them safe and preserve them in health and strength. Preserve them, keep them from all evil and wickedness from this vile world, Lord. May they be sheltered in the Christian homes that they come from. May they be sheltered in the Christian congregation to which they belong. Best of all and most of all, may they be sheltered in thee. In thee, their refuge and their strength. Lord, be their tower so that no enemies come near unto their soul. So that's where we put them, Lord. And we do so in the name of Jesus. Amen.